Support comes from WFAE members and Mazda of South Charlotte, incorporating Mazda's customer-centric vehicle design by making the customer the center of business to create a better car buying experience. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com. Ryan Pitkin is co-founder and editor-in-chief of Queen City Nerve. He's here along with Madeline Holly Carruthers, editor at QCityMetro.com, and Mackenzie Rankin, lifestyle reporter for Axios Charlotte. Welcome to you all. Good morning. Nice to have you here. We're going to do a whole bunch of holiday events, and we should kick it off by talking about something that happens today. So if you're going to company uptown tonight, you might want to make a note of the fact that the Thanksgiving parade starts at 5:45 tonight on Tryon Street. Isn't this normally, Madeline, on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, it is normally on Thanksgiving Day, but they started to sort of make it on Wednesday just to make sure that people have more time with their families. And so people didn't have to decide whether they were going to be cooking or attending the parade. And so, yeah, which I appreciate. When I was in high school, I was in the parade. I was in the band. And so my family, it would be a very rushed morning trying to get to everything.
Indeed, indeed. So it starts at 5:49. It's on Tryon, goes from 9th Street to Martin Luther King Boulevard. You should know about that's going to tie some traffic up tonight uptown. When we come back, we'll talk about all of the other events that you should know about for the holidays in just 90 seconds from right now. Support comes from WFAE members and Mazda of South Charlotte, using Mazda's customer-centric approach to cars to create a car buying and servicing experience where the customer is the center of their business. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com. It's Charlotte Talks on listener-funded 90.7 WFAE and WFHE. I'm Mike Collins. We're here with Ryan Pitkin, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Queen City Nerve, Madeline Holly Carruthers, editor of QCityMetro.com, and Mackenzie Rankin, lifestyle reporter for Axios Charlotte. And we're going to talk about everything you need to know about what to do this holiday season. And Ryan, it strikes me that there's a lot to do, a lot more than I thought there was to do. That when you guys sat down, all three of you, individually at your publications, and started compiling these lists, did it surprise you that there is so much to do?
I love that problem. It's a great problem to have once you start trying to throw things. We started with a gift guide, but our event page has never looked more full. I mean, it starts like you said today, and it doesn't really stop until the actual holidays. Starts today with, I would say, with Camp North End's Camp North Pole opening up, which is going to be a big deal this year. It's their first time ever hosting an outdoor ice skating rink.
Yeah, this Camp North Pole Mistletoe Market is also part of that. There's this pop-up outdoor ice skating rink. It's going to be 60, which will be open daily during the holidays. What else does it have to offer?
So they're also they've built out a place called the Lounge inside the Ford Factory building, and that's going to be with drinks served by Noda Company Canteen, which is right next door. And it will just have a lot of place for seating and whatnot if you want to sort of, you know, I would say escape the cold, but like you mentioned, we're not quite there yet. But that should all just be a great hangout. And then Mistletoe Market starts on weekends in December.
And I think for 3 weekends in December, it's going to go. And for people who don't know, because there are a lot of newcomers, where is Camp North Pole? It's actually Camp North End. Is that correct?
Right, yes.
So where is that for people who don't know?
Campus located between Graham Street and Statesville Road, right north of Uptown. Sort of if you just keep going past the Music Factory, you can't miss the campus. It used to just sort of be, it was always as big as it is, obviously, a former Ford factory, former missile factory even. But nowadays they built it out so much that you can't really miss it. I would just drive up Graham Street and look to your left if you're going north. And it's a huge campus.
So this former missile factory is now a mistletoe factory, right, for the holidays. Mackenzie, we seem to be, obsessed with ice skating rinks in Charlotte all of a sudden in the last several years. Maybe it's the influx of people from up north coming in here, but the ice rink at Camp North Pole is on your list of highlights. But you also wanted to let folks know about ice skating at the Whitewater Center. I didn't know that Whitewater froze over. How are they doing this?
Yeah, there is going to be a bunch of stuff happening. Honestly, outside of just ice skating at the Whitewater Center this year. It's their Winter Fest at Whitewater, or Winter at Whitewater. But they'll have their ice skating rink that is open for $25. Your skates are included in your rental, and that's going to run all throughout the winter. And if you're there, you might as well stick around, because they also opened a Christmas tree lot this year too. So if you want to get your Christmas tree, haven't done that yet, you can go ice skating and then take a Christmas tree home.
So I read, I think, in one of your reports that they have two ice trails and two free skate zones. I'm not sure what they are or how that works. Maybe you know.
I actually, this is the first year I'm going to go. We have all of our details in our holiday guide, which I have to give credit to my colleague, Alexis Clinton, for putting all the information in that guide together. But yeah, with all of the winter festivities going on at Whitewater, they'll have, I believe, their zip line will be open too, the canyon at night. There's going to be lots of stuff going on there. And you can get all of the details in our holiday guide on charlotte.axios.com.
Yeah, everybody here from charlotte.axios.com to qcitymetro.com to Queen City Nerve have their own guides, and we've done our own compilation of all of these things. We're stealing from you. Let's just lay it out on the table. We're taking all this from you, and we put it on our website, our holiday guide at wfae.org. It's right on the front page. So in case you can't write all this down as you're listening, you can go back and refer to it a little bit later on. Madeline, skating at Camp North End is available now through January the 7th. And at the Whitewater Center, as Mackenzie just mentioned, you can skate now through mid-February. Ice skating will also be part of the holiday scene at Charlotte Knights Baseball Park, Truist Field, but that will also be the site of their Light the Knights Festival, and that also begins today, correct?
Yes. So Light the Knights is going through January 1st. So you have a lot of time to go out. And Light the Knights is great because it's a whole family event. There's shopping, there's lights displays, ice skating, tubing. There's a little bit for everybody. And if you have kids, it's a great way to tire the kids out and get them in bed a little early. So as soon as the sun goes down, go immediately there and start wearing them out.
So Q City Metro has five must-try activities for the holidays. What is that all about?
So we'll be doing lots of holiday sort of guides because, like you said, there's so much to do in Charlotte. But we wanted to do something that starts this week. So everything on this list kicks off around Thanksgiving and goes through the end of the year. And our five must try include Sippin' Santa, which is a holiday pop-up. So that's some grown folks fun. There's Light the Knights, all-inclusive family fun, Winterfest. There's also Mistletoe Market, and then there's Miracle at Backstage Lounge. So no matter what you're looking for, if you're looking for something for you and the spouse, or you and the partner, or you and the kids, there's something on Five Must Try for you.
And one of the big players every Christmas in the last decade or so has been Carowinds, where Winterfest is already underway. It's another one of your five must-try activities. It becomes a winter-themed destination that includes entertainment and rides and lights and cocktails? Who knew?
Yes. So Winterfest is truly a winter wonderland. So they have live shows, and the shows are really, really good. They have live shows. They have cookie decorating. You can make a list for Santa. They have ice skating, and they also have some cocktails. Their winter menu is great this year. Every year they kick it up a little bit more. So I suggest if you want to sip and have some fun with the kids, Winterfest is a great place to do it.
So Ryan, this is a holiday that is synonymous with music and with concerts, and locally I think probably the oldest of them all would have to be the 69th annual Singing Christmas Tree, which this year is at CPCC's Halton Auditorium on December 9th and 10th. They change the show up a bit every single time they do it, but at the center of it all is that Singing Christmas Tree. What else can you tell us about that?
I've actually not seen the Singing Christmas Tree.
Well, I have. I've actually emceed it once, so I can.
I've been to the lighting at Bank of America Stadium, which they do each year. In terms of music, this year going to try to check out this Elf in Concert that's coming up this weekend from Charlotte Symphony, because I think those live score performances that they do are amazing, and I've never actually seen a Christmas one, but that's what I'm looking forward to in terms of on the singing side of things. I'm not familiar with the singing tree.
Well, I am. We'll talk about the tree in a second. Elf in Concert at Ovens Auditorium is the Will Ferrell movie of Elf. But the music, the soundtrack, essentially, and they do this a lot with the symphony, the soundtrack is being played live by the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra while you watch the movie. And having been to several of those in the past, it's pretty cool because you're hearing music from the film that kind of doesn't get in the way, but it stands out more than it would if it were just on the soundtrack of the film.
Right, yeah.
And it's kind of a treat for kids who may not even know how that music is produced. They can see it being produced live as the movie goes on. So back to the singing Christmas tree. Shame on you for not.
Right now, I'm glad that I'm getting recommendations out of this. This is a win-win.
The singing Christmas tree is actually a singing tree. It goes from the floor of the stage to the top of the proscenium arch, and it's as wide as probably most of the stage. And it's all the Christmas ornaments are people. They're human beings, and they are the choir that sing these various Christmas songs. Plus, there's other entertainment that surrounds the tree throughout the show, but the fundamental focal point is this tree. So it literally is a singing Christmas tree. So another holiday tradition is Charlotte. And Mackenzie, you're looking at me like I've grown another ear. You have to go see this to believe it. Okay, another holiday tradition here is the Charlotte Ballet's annual production of The Nutcracker, which opens at the Belk Theater on December 8th and runs through the 23rd. And Ryan, since you're focusing on concerts and music, the holiday sounds and hijinks, as you described them, of the Gay Men's Chorus on December 1st. And if you can't get enough, on that same night and again on December 2nd, it's Robin and Charlotte Present Yule, Y'all, the original drag review written by Robin O'Ladies and Charlotte Douglas. Now, those are drag names. And they say, Ryan, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. Have you seen this one before?
I have, and this is just a really great, drag review from two of Charlotte's best comedians. They hold it every year at Neighborhood Theater, and it's actually just going to be a great night to be in that neighborhood in general, because it's also going to coincide with the Noto Krampus Crawl on December 2nd, which is the second night of Yule, Y'all. And Krampus Crawl is sort of just a neighborhood-wide, as the name suggests, a crawl that has to do with the old mythology around Krampus, Eastern Alpine sort of myth of the monster that goes and eats kids, or maybe just scares them when they're bad, as opposed to just deliver them coal. And people dress up for that. They go around and see live music at all the different venues. They dress up. They wear. If you see the horns, that's how you know they're in the Krampus crawl. But some people take it a little deeper. So there's a lot going on in the neighborhood, from drag review to monsters, everything in between that weekend.
I have to tell you, this is completely new to me. Madeline McKenzie, are you aware of Krampus? I'm not aware of Krampus at all.
A little bit, because little bit? Humbug, their pop-up, is also Krampus themed. So when I went last year, I learned all about the lore of Krampus. And yeah, it's wild.
Okay, so the Yule Y'all review is where, Ryan?
That's at Neighborhood Theater, both December 1st, December 2nd, and then Krampus Crawl is December 2nd throughout the neighborhood.
Okay, and the Gay Men's Chorus is singing where?
Gay Men's Chorus, that's going to be at Galilee Ministries on Central Avenue, and that's December 1st, Friday night.
And if you like your entertainment, your holiday musical entertainment, slightly more subdued, there is a cappella Christmas at St. Stephen United Methodist Church on Sardis Road. This, I'm told, is kind of a Christmas barbershop style, and it features the Gold Standard Chorus. They are the 2022 Carolinas District Champions of Barbershop. I've never heard Christmas sung barbershop.
Right, no, I haven't either, and I think this is a great time. We've just recently done some stories on the classical music program at Queens University, and I think they might be involved in this as well. But Gold Standard Chorus, Queen Charlotte Chorus, they're going to be performing at St. Stephen, and I think that'll be, like you said, maybe for the more peaceful crowd.
Traditional.
Yes, traditional.
So Mackenzie, we can't talk about the holidays without talking about lights and light displays. And of course, there'll be a light display at Truist Field. There'll be a light display that you can drive through at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. They've been doing that for a while. But the granddaddy of them all is McCaddenville. Now, for people who are new to Charlotte, what's going on in McCaddenville? Where is McCaddenville, and what can we expect?
McCaddenville is a small town about 25, 30 minutes west of Charlotte. It's really close to Belmont. It's like a neighbor of Belmont. And every year they turn into Christmas Town USA. And essentially it's a 1.5 mile stretch of the town that kind of goes through their main strip that just turns into this idyllic little Christmas winter wonderland. And all of the homes are just decorated all out for Christmas. All of the businesses, lights, all of the Christmas trees run throughout the town, and you can just drive through it. You can walk through it. It runs December 1st through December 26th, and it's a nightly thing starting at 5:30.
And if you want to see the opening night of it, you get in your car now.
Right.
And start driving, because the traffic backs up to someplace along the East Coast to get to the thing. At the Speedway, they have a Speedway Christmas. It's 4 miles of lights that you can drive through. And they'll also be having holiday drive-in movies every Thursday through Sunday night, except Christmas Eve, through January 7th. Do you know what any of the movies are going to be, Mackenzie?
Ooh, that is a good question. You've caught me off guard with the actual movies.
All right.
I want to say The Grinch for sure. I want to say The Grinch, definitely.
So we mentioned the cocktails, Madeline, at Carowinds, but Sioux City Metro has also all the holiday imbibers covered on this. You mentioned Sippin' Santa at the Royal Tot and the Miracle Pop-Up at Backstage Lounge. Give us the quick lowdown on that.
So these are both international pop-ups, and they're also going to be hosted in Charlotte this year. So Miracle at Backstage Lounge in South End, and then Sippin' Santa at Royal Tot in the Plaza Midwood area. They both become kind of like a holiday cocktail experience, but they're unique in their own way. So Sippin' Santa, you will find Santa on a surfboard. So you will find Christmas in Paradise. And then Miracle at Backstage will be traditional mistletoe, lots of greenery, that sort of thing. And they each offer a great cocktail list, appetizers, and mocktails for our zero proof drinkers. So it's inclusive for everybody.
Okay. And this is the most wonderful time of the year for merchants. It is their make or break time, particularly for smaller local shops. And Ryan, Queen City Nerve has put together a guide to supporting some of the 40,000 small businesses in this area. And you cover the whole town from South End to Noda to Plaza Midwood to Elizabeth and beyond. How did you compile that list? 40,000 merchants.
Honestly, it's Eventbrite helps. I would say that Facebook has recently, within the years that we've been around, has somehow just completely submarined their whole events page into being the hardest thing to understand, or the hardest thing to find stuff on. So it's really just growing up with Google, I guess you could say, for us millennials.
We have just touched on this. We just a dusting of holiday events, kind of like the snow we get in Charlotte, just a dusting of it. But the complete lists are at Queen City Nerve, where Ryan Pitkin is the co-founder and editor-in-chief, at QCMetro.com, where Madeline Holly Carruthers is the editor, and at Axios Charlotte, where Mackenzie Rankin is a lifestyle reporter, and will take our compilation and stick it all on WFAE.org so you can plan your holidays accordingly. Thank you all for your work. Thanks. Support comes from WFAE members and Mazda of South Charlotte, incorporating Mazda's customer-centric vehicle design by making the customer the center of business to create a better car buying experience. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com.